Bolton aside and asked how he thought Mr. Bolton was doing, according to a person briefed on the conversation. Mr. Adelson said that if Mr. Trump was happy, then he was happy. But it was not clear if he was happy. When Mr. Trump sours on an advisor, he often conducts informal surveys of people in his circle, asking how they think that advisor is doing. It is his way of contemplating whether he should make a change. In the case of Mr. Adelson, the president may have also been testing the reaction of Mr. Bolton's backer, wary of offending the Republican mega donor. One person close to Mr. Trump said the situation resembled the moment when the president turned on Rex W. Tillerson, his first Secretary of State, but still took another 6 months or more to push him out. Others expressed doubt that Mr. Trump would get rid of Mr. Bolton before next year's reelection campaign. Either way, the fault lines have been drawn more sharply in recent weeks as Mr. Trump resisted sending large numbers of additional American troops to the Middle East to counter reported Iranian threats and played down signs that his diplomatic reapproachment with North Korea was turning hostile. Mr. Trump has also grown dissatisfied with the results of another of Mr. Bolton's top priorities, the campaign to push out President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela. While Mr. Bolton has helped rally international condemnation of Mr. Maduro, the domestic opposition inside Venezuela has failed to turn the military against him and oust the president. After Mr. Bolton told reporters that there is no doubt that North Korea missile launches violated United Nations resolutions, Mr. Trump dismissed the concern. North Korea fired off some small weapons, which disturbed some of my people and others, but not me, he wrote on Twitter on Sunday. At a news conference the next day in Tokyo, Mr. Trump went even further by contending inaccurately that the missile launches did not violate United Nations resolutions. My people think it could have been a violation, as you know, the president said. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter. Later, during the same appearance, Mr. Trump suggested that he did not share Mr. Bolton's enthusiasm for trying to overthrow the government in Iran, expressed as a private citizen before joining the president's staff. It has a chance to be a great country with the same leadership, Mr. Trump said. We're not looking for regime change. I just want to make that clear. We're looking for no nuclear weapons. Mr. Bolton did not address the matter afterward, and a spokesman declined to comment on Tuesday.